The first time Melissa McCarthy worked with director Paul Feig, she had a bit part in his comedy Bridesmaids. The second time they worked together, in the police comedy The Heat, McCarthy got equal billing with co-star Sandra Bullock. Well, today the movie Spy opens with McCarthy finally billed over the title. Critic Bob Mondello says writer-director Feig has crafted a globe-trotting action comedy that proves to be an ideal star vehicle.
CIA agent Susan Cooper may have graduated at the top of her class, but 10 years in, she's at the bottom of the espionage heap, literally in a vermin-infested basement, surrounded by high-tech surveillance gear, talking into another agent's earpiece half a world away.
No keys, Coop.
You can hotwire it.
I can't get to the wires.
Okay, then stay down and hold your ears.
How will I hear your beautiful voice?
Stop being adorable and get down. Fire, now.
Indispensable and unsung, her guidance is what makes this guy, played by Jude Law, a 007 of sorts.
Nice drone work, Coop! I can kiss you!
Oh, well, I would accept that with an open mouth.
Melissa McCarthy's agent Cooper may be his secret weapon, but like the rest of the agency, he condescends to her, and that's still true when an assassin blows everyone else's cover and the agency needs someone unknown to track a nuclear device. Coop lands the assignment, but not the glamour. Her alias, Frumpy Housewife from Iowa. Her secret gadgets, things a frumpy housewife from Iowa might carry in her purse.
Each of these are filled with chloroform.
Wow, that is an unsettling amount of hemorrhoid wipes. It makes me kind of wonder what exactly is going on back there.
I wouldn't know. I don't have that problem.
I don't have that problem.
Happily out in the field, Coop comes into her own, glamming herself up on her own dime, and going head-to-head with Rose Byrne's femme fatale.
You're delightful, as are you.
While fighting off help from Jason Statham's meathead of an ally.
I'm saving you!
And fending off an amorous CIA driver. Paul Feig's cheerfully feminist script makes only as much sense as it absolutely has to, while providing McCarthy with chances to crack wise, show vulnerability and class, and do some of the more elegant pratfalls you'll have seen in a while, always in character. And though Spy has clearly been designed around her talents, it also makes room for a nifty supporting cast. Allison Janney, 50 Cent, and Miranda Hart as a slender Laurel to McCarthy's full-figured Hardy, both of them a little envious of a more glamorous agent.
Karen Walker, super spy. Perfect hair, perfect face. She probably cries herself to sleep every night.
I don't think she probably does.
She probably does. And not like sort of cute little tears, like really sort of, you know, silent kind of big.
I don't.
Like a sort of upside down kidney bean. This is what I look like when I'm asleep.
Hi. Hey, Nancy. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
In short, Spy is not a solo show. It's a generous, smart, sexy comedy surrounding this generous, smart, sexy star. And about time, too. I'm Bob Mondello.